KQED.
About those social welfare programs, it's not just that Brown's budget adds no money. There are also cuts, and that's meeting with protest from the affected targets, as the California Report's health reporter Mina Kim explains.
Restoration!
When do we want them?
Now!
Restorations Now was the rallying cry in front of state offices in Oakland, one of five statewide rallies yesterday, calling for a rollback of cuts to adult dental care, children's nutrition programs, and other social services. Jamila Edwards-Harris is with Children's Defense Fund.
I think the most important number to remember is that one in four children in California are in poverty now, one in four. And that number has only risen since budget cuts over the last 5 years.
Also not happy with the budget are California counties and county hospitals. That's because Governor Brown's budget revision projects counties will need $300 million less from the state to pay for public health programs and care for the uninsured. Brown's rationale? With the full implementation of federal health reform next year, more people will enroll in Medi-Cal, the state's health program for the poor, and fewer people will show up in county emergency rooms. But Farah McDade-Ting with the California State Association of Counties says that makes no sense. There will be plenty of people who will still rely on county services in 2014. People who qualify for Medi-Cal but don't sign up, for example.
People who have a hard time signing up or staying on programs, the undocumented in our communities, and those who are in between private health plans. We need to retain enough funds to serve those people.
Researchers at UC Berkeley and UCLA project 3 to 4 million Californians will remain uninsured even after federal health reform is fully implemented. Brown and state health officials say they're developing a, quote, mechanism to determine county savings based on real data. The proposal to redirect county money came as Brown answered a key question about how the state would handle expanding Medi-Cal to more than 1 million Californians. Yesterday, Brown said the state will take the lead, scrapping earlier plans to consider a more complicated county-based system. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.